All right, man. Everybody.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you feeling today?
Good.
Good, sir. I was returning your missed call for home care services. How can I help you today?
You're returning my call about what?
Home care services, sir.
Hold on a second. Say that again, a little slower.
I'm returning your missed call. Yesterday you called us. This is a home care agency, sir. I was returning your missed call. Did you still need services, sir?
A home care.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was interested in your... Yeah, I was interested in...
And so you need a little bit of help at home?
Well, my wife does.
Okay. And what county do you guys live in?
County, Chester County.
Okay. And what kind of health insurance does your wife have?
Aetna.
Okay. And does she have any state insurance, Medicaid?
Wait a minute. Slow down. Does she have what?
Any state insurance?
State. I don't know what state insurance is. I guess Medicaid. The answer is no.
Medicaid.
What? Medicaid. God, I don't...
Have you guys tried applying for Medicaid, sir? We can assist through the process.
She has, you know, I always get confused about Medicaid and
Medicare is Part A and B, is for hospitalizations, medications, and then Medicaid is a state-funded program. You have to apply for it. Have you guys applied for Medicaid?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. It's an income-based program. Would you like to apply to see if she's eligible for services, sir?
Sure. Well, yeah.
Okay, I can
go. Hold on. She does not have any income other than Social Security.
Okay, so then that means that she might just qualify. That's good.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Raymond, what's your wife's name, sir?
Robin Heine, H-E-I-N-A.
And the last name?
I just gave it to you. H-E-I-N-A.
And what's the first name?
Robin.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you, that's why. I may ask you to repeat, okay?
I don't know why. I'm having a hard time hearing you, too.
Are you on a cell phone?
I am, yes.
That's why. That's why you're having a hard time.
Okay. But I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Is this better?
Are you on your cell phone?
No, sir. I'm in the office.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't... I don't understand your accent.
Sir, you don't understand my accent or you can't hear me, sir?
I don't understand your accent.
Okay.
It's
can you hear
me? I understand your accent.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you all day long.
Okay.
But I don't understand your accent.
Oh, okay, because I'm American.
I don't care what, but you don't have an American accent.
That's very weird, because I was born and raised in the Bronx. But what's your wife's date of birth, sir, second for the assist?
March 2nd. 1938.
Okay. And your home address, sir?
475 Cassatt, C-A-S-S-A-T-T Court. Westchester, that's two words, Westchester. Pennsylvania, 19380.
And what does Miss Hina need help around the house with? Like meal prepping, cooking?
You talk so fast, I can't understand what you're saying. You have a bad connection. What is your question again, please? A little slower.
What does Miss Hina need help around the house with?
Cleaning up would be the main thing. Cleaning up.
Okay, any personal care, bathing, grooming, dressing?
No.
Any meal prepping?
Yes, that would be yes.
Any laundry?
Yeah.
Any medication reminders?
No.
Any bathing?
No, she really doesn't like to bathe for some reason.
Any changing linens?
No.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some information. Just let me know when you're ready, sir. I need you to write down some information.
Okay, go ahead.
What is your wife's disabilities?
She really doesn't have any disabilities. Well, she has dementia.
That's a disability.
Beyond that, she does not have any disabilities.
Okay, any high blood pressure, any cholesterol, hard of hearing?
No. No.
Is she walking with a cane, walker, wheelchair?
No.
Okay. All right, so I want you to write down Medicaid broker number. That's Medicaid broker number.
And what am I going to do with this number?
You're going to call this number. You're going to let them know that you would like to apply for Medicaid on your wife's behalf.
Okay, and do we know that she doesn't already have this, or we're just, I'll find out when I call, I guess. Okay, what's the number?
It's 877.
Hold on, 877.
551.
551.
4227.
4227. Now, do I need to give them a number after I reach them?
Then I want you to write underneath that, I want you to write agency information.
Oh, Jesus. You are so hard to understand. So I'll just give them her name.
They're going to ask you a series of questions, and you're going to answer them. That's it, sir.
Okay.
Not that All complicated. Right. Yep.
Okay.
Now, I want you to write down Family First Care. That's the name
family
of the
Family First Care.
That's the home care agency that's going to assist your wife onto services. My name is Jasmine, Jasmin.
All right. Okay.
And my number is 267.
Slow down.
My number is
267. Go ahead.
551.
Hold on. Okay.
74-10.
7410. All right. Okay.
So you're going to call
Thank
the Medicaid
you.
Broker,
Thank
let them know that your wife is in need of home care services, and you're calling to apply on her behalf for Medicaid. Write that down so you don't get confused. Medicaid.
Wait. Medicaid.
If she already has Medicaid, then great. They're going to...
I don't know. Sir, I told you that at the beginning.
If you was just to listen, then you wouldn't have a hard time understanding me.
Okay.
When you call them and they ask you for her information, if she ends up having Medicaid, because you say you don't know what she has, and they tell you that she is on Medicaid, then they're going to schedule what's called an in-home assessment. That is when they come into her home and they schedule an in-home visit. They help create the care plan based on her needs, her disabilities, and that's when they let you know how many hours and days she's been approved for.
Okay. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yes, Mr. Once you're done doing that, placing that call, please call me back and let me know what's going on so that I can add it to the notes. Because I'm going to be submitting a referral so the agency can reach you and further assist you along the process.
Okay, Jasmine. Thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely. You have yourself a blessed day, okay? And good luck with your wife.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.